This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the original extreme sport, bull riding, with Brian Unger. First, though, I've been away for a little while. NPR's Noah Adams has been filling in these last 10 days. And during that time, Day to Day has introduced a new feature. I don't know anything about it, so I've asked Noah back to do the honors.
Alex, this is a weekly feature we call Off the Map. It's a roundup of international stories. Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner joins us to talk about a few stories not making headlines these days. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Noah.
Stops in Mexico, India, Britain coming up. And let's start in Mexico. A major political party there is staging a comeback?
Possibly a big comeback, Noah. The Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, has won two major regional elections recently, the governorship in the state of Oaxaca, and just last week, the mayor's office in Tijuana, the border town. Now, the PRI is a party that, well, until Vicente Fox and his PAN party came along, dominated Mexican politics for more than seven decades. Now, it's on the move again. In fact, dinosaurs on the prowl is how some Mexican newspapers are describing the party's comeback. Mexican voters are apparently disillusioned with Vicente Fox's performance. And the buzz, Noah, is that he may lose the national elections in 2006, and we could possibly see the return of the dinosaur party to the presidency in Mexico.
And now we move to India, where I understand there's a bit of concern about another kind of competition. The Olympic Games start this Friday, open up this Friday in Athens, and India is not looking good for this, right?
Not looking good at all. In fact, Noah, there's something called the athletics success ratio. This calculates Olympic medals on a per capita basis, and India scores dead last. Now, this is a country of 1 billion people, yet they've only managed to win 8 gold medals ever, all of those in men's field hockey, and the last time they managed to pull that off was in 1980. So there's a lot of hand-wringing back in India about why their Olympic performance is so, so pathetic. Obviously, one reason is that India is a very poor country, but there are other poor countries like Cuba, which do very well at the Olympics. One possible answer to this riddle is that the Olympics are simply not a national priority for India, the way that, say, information technology is a big priority these days. There's another possibility, and that's that India is fixated on their real sports passion, cricket. They excel at that game, but unfortunately, it is not an Olympic sport.
Well, let's handicap the Olympics here. Does India have any chance of winning any medal in Greece?
They do, and their chances rest on the shoulders of a long jumper named Anju George. She is ranked fourth in the world. She is considered India's last best hope for gold in Athens. Now, talk about pressure, though, Noah. Can you imagine having a billion people counting on you to bring home the gold?
And moving finally to Britain, apparently they have invented a new sport in the British Empire. Let's call it dueling comedians. What's that about?
This is an amazing story, Noah, one of those only in Britain stories, perhaps. Two comedians are fighting over a joke. Now, one comic claims that the other stole his material and used it on a nationally broadcast program. He's even threatened to sue over this. And I was wondering, you know, what is all the fuss about? This must be one incredibly funny joke. Well, I tracked down the joke in question, and let's take a listen.
And this big fat weebles wobblers, they won't fall down. Fat ass bird. She can't manage. She said, "You're fattest." I said, "No, you're the fattest."
Well, I'm going to laugh with those other people, but I don't know what I'm laughing at. I don't understand half of that. Apparently, the standards of British comedy have slipped a bit. These are the people who created Monty Python, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, it's hard to say what's going on, Noah, but I've got one possible explanation, if you just bear with me for a moment. A British newspaper recently reported that scientists have found traces of Prozac, yes, the antidepressant Prozac, in the country's rivers and groundwater. Now, British officials insist the levels are too low to cause any health hazards, but it could explain why the British will apparently laugh at anything. There's something in the water.
Eric Weiner, and his series is called Off the Map. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Noah.